Help me. Help. I see you in help. I see you in help.
Who's gonna do the intro? Can you? Can
what credits do you have? What do you want to say about you?
Don't ever ask me that again. Nothing.
Funny comedian. Open for Tim Dillon. You want me to say that?
Sure, you can say that.
Yeah. Funny. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You got shit you want to play? You got shows and shit. Like shit you want to plug?
We don't have that many, Lizzie.
Yeah, we don't want to plug. Yeah, I'll be
but still, it just looks. I mean, I was like.
Bar show is just so.
Don't you have like the fashion one that you run with?
I'm not really doing that anymore.
Really?
Fell apart. Okay. So, we good? We just start?
Yeah, but no, I don't even want him on the pot.
I offer nothing. I bring nothing to the table but a fucking, I complain about how long it took me to get here.
Yeah, but
that's about as good as I do,
buddy.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it is a long.
Yeah, it's a bit. That's great. It's like we just have a dude that took forever.
I mean, I didn't mind it, honestly. I like the little public transportation.
Yeah. The beach over there is nice, too.
There's a beach?
Yeah, like 2 blocks away that way.
Really?
Yeah, have you guys been swimming this summer yet? I'm swimming Tuesday. It was fucking amazing. And it's not like ocean water. It's like the nice lake shit, too. Yeah, so you come out like kind of clean.
I don't know why you keep bringing that up.
Yeah, it's almost like you're being paid by fucking the people. You said that shit like five times.
We all know it's a lake. I feel like you just learned
no,
it was a lake.
Kwame will say some stupid shit and act like it's the first time anyone's ever.
Fresh water, dog.
Yeah, fresh water.
Yeah, you get out
yes,
there.
Yes, that is what a lake is.
It's fresh water. It's a good time.
It's weird when you taste it, doesn't taste like salt.
Yeah.
Wild.
See Spot Go.
Start the podcast.
All right. And we're back this week with another guest episode. We got a very funny Chicago comedian, Tucker Brookshire, on. He's open for hilarious people like Tim Dillon. What's up, Tucker?
Hell yeah, what up?
You always do your intros with like that weird like announcer voice. Or like
I don't know how to be myself on command. Yeah, it ruins me as a comic. I don't know. I feel like I got to take it more seriously when I bring Tucker on to the sweaty living room with Cole.
I like it in here. Got nail polish. It's nice. Yeah.
I got the feminine touch in this apartment.
Yeah. There's this very feminine. yeah, that's what I thought when I walked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listeners that don't know, you know those episodes of Cops with like Raid a Meth Lab? That's basically what Cole's.
You know, when I think of women, I think of a dusty Roomba.
I am moving out in a week, too.
He had us over for a cookout one time with his college friends, made a steak. Didn't even give us forks. We had to eat it with our hands.
Yeah, you are a comedian, buddy.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
Didn't even. He asked me if I could do the dishes when his friends were over. I'm like, what? You think I'm the help, dude? What the fuck? So what are we getting into this week, Cole?
What are you doing?
Well, we brought Tucker on because he's a... I feel like you're kind of a manners person, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty, you know, I
you're
I,
into like fashion, you're into cleanliness. And
yeah.
You give a shit.
Yeah, as opposed
to most men.
Yeah.
You just care.
I'm kind of passionate about it.
That puts you in like the 1% of men.
Yeah.
If you just give a fuck a little bit.
Yeah, it's infuriating. Men are trash.
I think so.
For sure.
Do you say you think you have like pretty good manners and like you like hold the door open and shit for people when
you... Yeah, well, I'm from the South, you know, it's like...
You gotta
it's
hold like, the door
yeah.
open. Yeah. Put a gun to your head.
Yeah, I mean, my God.
I do get really annoyed if people don't fuck, because a lot of people just don't say shit.
When they don't say thank you, I was like... What
also,
you
whenever we talk about manners, Kwame always brings up holding the door for people, because is that the only thing about etiquette that you know?
Thing. It's a manly thing. People don't do that up here. Not as much.
It's just because it's a city. It's like, you see people all the time. You don't want
to hold
the
it's door. Hard to hold the door open.
It's hard to open a door open when they're about to be like, hey, do you have a dollar? And harass you, so...
It's also bad. I mean, you know, it's bad, too. Like, I'm so, like, drilled with manners, I, like, apologize... When I get, you know, when someone fucking slaps me in the face, I'm like, my bad.
It's just codependency, buddy.
I mean,
I'm so full of manners when my girlfriend beats me. I say it's my fault. I'm like, I think you have other issues.
But I'm polite about it. She hits me, but I'm polite about it.
Yeah. Like, I am sorry.
You have very nice hands.
Yeah.
So we brought you in to do the second half of this book, Manly Manners.
it's 800-page book.
What did we get through, the first 200 last
time? Yeah, first 200.
So yeah, it's 800 pages. I'm having trouble even lifting it right now. But it's not only 800 pages, it's the first volume of a 3-volume treatise on manners.
Yeah, they can't see the cover, but it's a guy with no shirt on and a cowboy hat.
That's not a cowboy. That's a Abe Lincoln hat.
Oh, that's an Abe Lincoln hat. Wow, a post cowboy.
I feel like the cowboy hat would definitely be better than no shirt with Abe Lincoln.
It really just looked like someone just clip arted all the things together that, under men. And then,
I feel like if you're a shirtless with this Abe Lincoln hat, you're definitely like a stripper.
Yeah.
What is the person they're supposed to be representing?
I also don't see this guy, and I don't see manners.
Yeah. What, like, is there? He's also standing next to a bunch of tile. Like he just did he grouted the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this was written, listeners will know a little bit, but this was written by Wayne James, who was the U.S. senator from the U.S. Virgin Islands, but he's currently in prison right now.
For what? Not
for,
holding
like,
the door?
Charge.
Oh yeah.
Well, he set up this commission to investigate some like slavery, but then he took all the money from the commission. And
a little
went,
rude. And not the best manners.
Guy must be a politician.
Yeah.
And then went to Italy, and then they extradited him, and he's in prison now.
And he wrote this book from prison.
Right? You know, you got to respect that in a way, that the guy had the balls to take a shot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I take a chance.
Yeah,
I wrote a book for prison, like, at least I took a chance.
Yeah, I won't even skip the train thing. I pay for my train rides. This guy is fucking...
Yeah,
I can't.
But I also feel like slavery was probably a good choice because no one wants to investigate what he's doing with that money like too much, because then he's gonna be like, that's a little insensitive.
Supposed to be like, you don't want to donate money to that cause?
Yeah.
How good you guys think you would be like in a politician role when it comes
now,
to like, taking...
Now I think the bar's lowered so much I think I'd murder.
Oh, I'd be
taking bribes left and
right. Oh, yeah.
Because apparently all you have to do is be like a Comedy Zone comic to be president. So, I mean, yeah, I think I could do this.
I would hop on that smoke and crack thing real quick. Yeah.
That guy is definitely probably my favorite of all time.
Oh, man. I mean, the dude's a legend.
Yeah, he's smoking crack with it.
Didn't he not? What was his defense?
Yeah, part of your city is parts of your city are just run down to shit. And you're smoking crack with hookers.
I mean, you gotta respect it. The guy's in touch with the people. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very Detroit.
Yeah.
It's hilarious that's all. That's tax money.
Yeah.
Somebody's tax money.
But have politicians ever been like they've always been? Trump just like is very public about it.
Well, I don't think. No one's
hopped on Twitter this morning, and told four. Did you see that shit? Told the four congresswomen who are like black or Puerto Rican to go back to their own country.
Oh yeah. Well, he's got a point.
But I feel like they used to do that all the time back in the day.
No, but evil used to give a shit. They used to say Ronald Reagan would be that in a more polite way.
Yeah.
He wouldn't just.
What do you prefer?
I almost prefer the Trump shit.
What about the Trail of Tears and stuff?
Well, yes, but I mean, I'm talking about the last 30 years.
Well, the new thing is all these politicians are raping kids.
I mean,
it's in the news now is what I meant.
Yeah. Like Jeffrey Epstein went down, that was like, oh boy.
Boy, I'll tell you what a fucking...
Yeah, that's like a Greek thing. That's way in the past. Come on.
You think they're going to get people for that shit?
They got Jeffrey.
Oh, and they know.
Well, because they're saying Trump's connected to it and Bill Clinton's
they,
probably...
They have photos
you
of them.
You don't think Bill Clinton's had...
Bill Clinton
is knee deep in a kid right now. But he's not getting... Nothing will happen to him.
No.
He's a good guy, though.
He plays the saxophone, so we overlook all the obvious rape allegations.
Well, that's why I don't like Hillary. I'm just trying to pretend like Hillary Clinton is a zero. I'm like, you're married to a monster.
I also don't know why people just kind of shrugged off that Monica Lewinsky thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because the power of the president is like the most powerful person in the country.
It's shitty if I meet a girl at a bar and then she's like, I fucked him. I'm like, I didn't fuck her. You know what I mean? Like that's me. If you're the president, that's a mean shit to do to somebody.
You can't get your dick sucked at like your day job and then still put it on your resume. If you get caught at your day job getting your dick sucked, you have to pretend like you never worked there. he wrote a book about his presidency, dude. Oh, I mean, respect.
Yeah, he still gives speeches and stuff.
Yeah, and we still listen to him. Like, what?
I'm like, this dude,
yeah, you still got it, Bill.
Yeah.
Monica was cute though, cute kid.
Yeah, can you? Can you blame? Would there be a hotter place to get blowjob than the Oval?
In the Oval Office.
I mean, that's,
and
the,
that's another part. It's like, what are you? It's, I'm you're, the, you're I don't get the perks of the job. You know what I mean? The fruits
that's
of my
not
labor.
The perks of the
blowjob.
I want to fix infrastructure, and I got to get my dick sucked.
Yeah, it's like Bernie Sanders. Why are you running?
For these blowjobs. They're gonna, those blowjobs are the only thing gonna keep Bernie alive if he wins. For sure, they have to fucking medically.
Imagine eating one pussy, and then that's all anyone knows you for the rest of your life. Yeah. You know?
That'd be crazy. And he denied it. The fact that publicly he was like, yeah, I didn't fuck her. I mean,
who hasn't publicly denied fucking someone? I do it, and I'm like, oh, we've never met.
I'll burn the file, Soviet Union style, airbrush her out of fucking photo.
Yeah, I've never had sex with anybody when we bring it up.
Several girlfriends are like, you did what? And you're like, yeah.
I forget the specifics, but how exactly did he get caught?
Jeffrey Epstein?
No, Bill Clinton.
Someone had to walk in on that, right?
Someone was investigating. Because my friend was
were they investigating?
Like, I think they were investigating some other shit, and then
I don't think we
somehow
know, really.
She came up.
I love that none of us know.
No, none of us know.
Dude got his ducks.
I don't know if it... Yeah.
None of us, did someone walk in to be like, Mr. President, we have a,
I'll be back.
All right, so let's get back to the etiquette.
Right. Yeah, manners.
Yeah.
I have a lot of manners.
Being a more man. We brought Tucker on because he's sophisticated.
He introduced you as a mannerly person.
Yeah, so we did a lot previously, so it might seem like we're kind of starting in the middle of the manners because we had already previously covered dinner stuff, sex stuff, a lot of sex stuff. He's very
weird.
He's really
into sex stuff.
Listerine shit, the bleach in the mouth or whatever.
Yeah, and like hygiene. But this portion of the book is focused on like your public manners and how to be like a good host when people come over. One thing he does is he opens each chapter with a quote from himself.
Which is just a beautiful fucking...
So his quote from himself on his chapter on how to be a good host is, what women really need are bra implants, not breast implants.
That's the first sentence in the chapter?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Quote me. You know that? Can you imagine quoting yourself to just anyone ever?
Oh my God.
But I don't understand that quote.
This is a senator. This is a U.S.
Yeah, this man got a lot. Yeah.
What is he? Is he saying it's rude to get fake tits?
It says what women really need are bra implants, not breasts. But how does that relate to hosting people?
When they
come over.
Anyway, I'll tell you how to invite people to your house. Women are whores. So he just has no reason to say that. But he just had to go to that point.
Well, is he talking about hosting women? Where's the context?
Hosting men, hosting women, hosting any guests.
But then, why would the tits come in?
I don't know what does the quote mean? What does he mean, bra implant? What does that mean? What is a bra implant?
How did this dude win? Like, what was his platform?
It was the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
There's about eight people there.
There's eight people drunk in the Bahamas. Like, I like it.
Man, anybody, all you got to do to write a book is just type shit out.
Yeah, that's true.
You can be an author.
People are listening to our dumb voice for some fucking reason.
But so he talks, I don't know, just a lot about hosting people. He does talk a little about like hosting women. He says usually you change your linens every like 3 days when you host men. But when you host women, you should change your linen every time after you have sex.
I mean, that's probably the right thing to do, but nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah. Although we get laid so infrequently, that's possible. To change my bed sheet like once a year? Yeah, I could pull that off.
Yeah, I can get four quarters.
Yeah. I can get that around. I should be changing my bed sheet. Every time I get laid, I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to do my tax returns again. Like, it's that time of year.
I'm like, oh, it's September.
Yeah.
And, any guests that come over, you should provide them with, like, you should always have extra vanity kits in your bathroom with, like, all the essentials, and you should provide them with white bathrobes and stuff.
What does he think you're inviting people?
What the fuck do you think I'm
like? Three roommates in borderline crack.
I don't even have a white bathrobe. I'm not gonna...
This is like almost a Jeffrey Epstein guide and coming over. Yeah. Give him a personalized bathrobe. And
then for some reason in this chapter, he then talks about how masculinity is obsolete.
I don't think it should be, but looks like it.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, let's get into that.
Yeah. I feel like every time two men fight nowadays, they got to take a moment to just blow the cobwebs off their masculine. They just haven't used it just in dust so it off. Long.
He says, to appeal to women today, men must not only be educated and employed, he must be able to cook, clean, launder, and take care of the child.
Well, that's just being a human being.
He must be like a peacock with a full tail and a bull with pointy horns.
Yeah, but those are both, you're just describing two full animals.
Is he saying this is a good thing or a bad thing?
A good thing.
Okay.
But when did you have to appeal to women by not being like an actual human being?
Oh, come on. You go back to like the 20s, 30s. That's yeah.
But you still had to have a job. You had to have something.
Yeah, but yeah. He's saying now you must have a job, but also have all the qualities of
but
like.
I think you should be able to cook and clean. You shouldn't just be this like half idiot that.
Yeah, but there in the past, a lot of men didn't cook at all.
Yeah.
Glory at you.
Yeah, man, boy.
Why are we working on this time machine? Go back and is these scientists trying to pick.
Do you guys even know how to cook?
I'm pretty disciplined.
I low key get in there.
Yeah, Tucker's like, I'm great. Yeah,
I don't like to cook, but I am a pretty decent cook.
Yeah, look, ramen noodles and pasta. That's not an actual
cuisine. Damn good
chicken
pasta.
Have you made anything besides pasta?
What do you say?
Have you made anything besides
fish,
pasta?
Chicken, rice? Yes.
Chicks do get mad impressed when you're like, look at this thing I just made.
Yeah.
It is, the bar is so low if a dude can follow basic ingredients. Yeah. Like, he's a genius.
He made toast?
Well, nowadays, I don't even think women know how to cook.
Yeah.
Well, that's now you sound like you're nowadays, God.
Dust off those cobwebs,
baby. Yeah, nowadays, nothing there.
But I mean,
you got one job.
It used to be like a default thing, but I've probably meet more women who don't know how to cook than do.
I'll tell you, if I was
nowadays.
A woman, I would not learn how to cook on purpose.
Oh yeah,
really?
Well, because then you're fulfilling a stereotype, you know.
I guess, but also you need to learn.
But
how
you need
cook
to, yeah, you
person.
Need to eat. Yeah,
what do
you
mean? As a fucking person,
right. I didn't.
Like,
now, see, I didn't think about that.
How the fuck do you live?
Yeah, she died because she didn't want to be a stereotype.
Yeah. A martyr for Lena Dunham's just a skeleton.
Let me tell you, Lena Dunham can't make a hot dog.
Yeah, he says continued domestic ineptitude will make men irrelevant to the modern woman. And we will just be relegated to sexual objects by heterosexual and bisexual women.
What? Hell yeah, brother. Fucking let's do it.
What dog. Alex Jones book is that from, though? What propaganda? But also, that's what men want the entire
relegate
time.
Relegate me, dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my dream.
Yeah, keep me in a cage. Bring me out.
Yeah,
the only
spit
one.
Spit on me, dude. Yeah. Just like my Facebook status,
yeah, that's
too.
All
you know?
Say I'm funny and let me fuck you. That's it.
Yeah. You'd be happy with that future?
I gotta be honest, I have a low bar.
Oh yeah,
I've got a low bar, dude. I don't. At no point do I want to have any expectations. I just want to be treated poorly. Just fucking.
He's like a refugee. Every time.
You're into that degrading shit and all that.
I mean, I'm not into it, but
it just
like
happens.
I get treated like shit constantly. Yeah.
He's not into subs and dominatrixes. He's just women suck and they're mean to Tucker all the time.
Women don't suck. I love women. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. He's looking off in the void now. I'm like, okay.
Recently. I'm like, I got to call my therapist.
Yeah.
Lordy.
Yeah, this guy said fathers haven't taught their sons this because they're worried that it might make them gay if they teach them.
What, how to cook?
And clean.
A person?
Did your father teach you how to cook?
My dad didn't teach me much of anything. Yeah. That wasn't like.
What about you guys?
I was once watching Teletubbies and my dad came in the room and turned it off. And I didn't like know why. And my mom told me a couple years later because he didn't want me to be gay. He was like, Teletubbies is going to be the thing.
The game changer.
And now I'm kind of fucking gay, dude.
Yeah.
He didn't get to it in time.
Trying to jump the control.
Three more seasons, I would have been full blown. Now I just want to kiss a dude on the train, you know?
He's like, jumps down like a dude in front of a bullet to save you from watching Telepod. No! Just smacks the dude.
What did your father teach you?
I feel like he taught me a lot. Today, yeah, he's a good guy. He taught me a lot. You know, I was talking about him in therapy the other day. He never taught me how to talk to women.
Oh, I feel like
talk to women.
Do most dads
respectfully?
He never gave me.
I just like had to go pick up women.
Not even pick. I just was thrown to the ringer, and I just no one was like, "Hey, it's okay to have a crush on a girl." I was just mortified for years, you know.
Yeah,
and I just had to grow up.
What was the extent of your father's conversation with you about women?
He sat me down. He was in a bike uniform. He just got off his fucking bike. He used to like ride a stationary bike. He was like sweating. Yeah.
Was this work or?
No,
for pleasure.
He gives me the little birds and the bees, and he's like, you know, this is how sex works. And then he never mentioned it ever again.
I feel like that's the beginning of the Tucker story. Oh, your yeah. dad don't even have
birds. The only the woman my dad has ever called attractive is Margot Robbie. Not even my own mother. Yeah. He's like, that Margot Robbie.
Yeah, he's like, you're no Margot Robbie, Meredith, okay?
Yeah. He's the Wolf of Wall Street. He's like, God damn.
Yeah, I just my dad would always just make like weird off-color comments like every once in a while
like,
about
who
women.
Are you? No, his dad's absent.
Like one time, I was just camping with my dad, and he's like, "You know, when you grow up, Cole, make sure you find a woman with big tits."
See, I think that's solid advice.
You were raised by some cavemen.
Well, you know, it's weird when you find out that like your dad is just as horny as you are.
Oh, my dad is.
Yeah, I found that out because I had the only computer in the house.
Well, my dad would talk to me about that kind of shit a lot because he fucks like a lot, and he brags. So the extent of us talking about it is just him kind of bragging about it, or telling stories about. It's not really like talking to women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's the same.
Did he give you like an unrealistic expectation? Then
kind of because he fucks like a lot and it was
still he's still fucking a lot
no he's married now but he was
so probably.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
A lot
but it's just with him none.
Oh okay,
yeah,
okay. So he did, but he
he's safe, of course he's safe.
Oh okay, I was about to say they're like there's 14 of us. I don't know if you've heard of Florida, but every single person there I'm related to.
Did he ever teach you anything about?
You mean like birds and the bees type shit?
No, just like about how he does it.
No, my dad wouldn't go into detail.
Yeah,
about
it wouldn't.
How he fucks? No.
Yeah. How do you know he fucks a lot then?
Because we talk about women and shit. He'll tell stories. He talks about how many women he's fucked.
He's like, son, I was bouncing my dick off this 22-year-old last week. Yeah.
That's weird. I don't like the idea that my dad has a penis.
You don't talk to your dad about sex and shit?
I don't talk to my dad.
You don't talk to your dad about sex and shit?
No.
Absolutely. We talk about that kind of shit all the time.
Absolutely. I think any sort of feelings beyond football is like, yeah, dude, absolutely not.
Me and my dad talk about football and basketball on a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing past
we
that.
We talk about that kind
we
of shit all the time.
How are you is like a little weird. It's yeah. like okay.
That's also kind of like a weirdly like kind of insecure thing when you're telling your son how much... You fuck a lot, a little bit. It'd be like, who cares, Dad?
Yeah, it's like, I know you fuck a lot. I exist. There's proof that you're around.
Yeah, why do you need to judge? Like, yeah. I would never be like to my son, like, yeah, I get around, boy.
I mean, obviously, the conversation happens now. It's not like he's waking me up at 3 a.m. like, hey, I got to tell
but
you
I
a
never,
story about
I
this.
I never had that conversation with my dad.
Yeah, but you never had any conversation with him.
But did none of you guys have that conversation?
Well, my dad was just a lunatic.
Did he give you the birds and the bees shit?
Well, he gave me an anthropology book about sex when I was 5 years old.
And inside the book was a little note that said, the government's listening.
He said, quiet. Read the following directions. Yeah. Pack all your clothes into a suitcase.
I'll meet you outside.
I like the idea that everything you know about sex comes from like weirdly old cultures or something, and you're trying all this like weird stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and then when I was in like fifth grade, my dad tried to like have an affair with this girl he like worked with like at this grocery store he worked at. It was like 19. He was talking to me. He's like, yeah, I just think I'm in love with this girl. I'm thinking about buying her something for Christmas. He's like, do you think that's a weird idea? I'm like, I'm 12. I don't know. I think it's a little weird because like my mom, you live with my mom, and I don't think
you think your
be.
Mother will be upset
yeah,
if
yeah,
I.
I was like, I don't. It just seems a little rude. I mean,
were they together at the same time?
Yeah. No, we were just in the car, like, doing errands, and he just told me that, like, you know, because he's just a weird guy. He'd always talk to me like I was just another dude. Mm. So he would just ask me, like, yeah, do you think this is an idea? And I'm like,
I'm in love with the girl in produce.
I had a t-shirt on. I don't know. We're going to, it's field day, Dad. Drive me to fourth grade right now. I don't really have much to say. All right. So what are some tips here?
And then he talks about the wardrobe. You're a big wardrobe.
Yeah. What do you say about fashion?
He says, own as few clothes as possible and wear them hard.
What the fuck does that even mean?
That means he's into the vintage look.
Yeah. What does wearing them hard even mean?
Just like if you have few clothes, make sure they're clothes you wear often. So
that's
you don't
like,
just
oh,
have
wait, we you know, your own fashion. Everybody can look nice. No, some clothes are ugly.
This dude has in-unit laundry. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. But, like, he says don't, like, buy stuff that you'll wear, like, once in a while.
Well, I never do that. Someone called me out the other day. They're like, you have two outfits. And I'm like, God damn it. You've seen through the veil. I have, like, three good shirts, and that's it.
Yeah. I don't buy shirts that often, and now I have more, like company t-shirts and regular t-shirts of the place I work at.
I go shopping every Saturday. I buy a new...
Oh, really?
I spent $55 yesterday on two things. Every Saturday, I buy shirts.
What do you shop at?
Everywhere, buddy. I go to the fucking thrift stores. I go to Zara. Oh, yeah. You name it.
I want like a Hitch-style movie where you teach me how to be like a fashionable cool dude.
I'll do it for $7. Yeah. $7 an hour.
For some reason, spending money on clothes like kills me. I don't know why.
Well, it's part of life. It's the same thing as food to me. You have to dress every day. You have to eat every day.
Yeah, because I have no problem spending. Do you like fashion?
Because I like dressing, but I don't like fashion.
Oh, I like a good shirt because I'm like, that's gonna make me feel better. I'm gonna go out look cool.
Like, well, the reason
I'll spend a lot of money on some shit if it's some shit I like, but not like you see people like wear Supreme because it's Supreme.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Well, the reason men don't like fashion is because they're afraid. Men are terrified of doing anything more than the normal. They don't want to stand out. They're mortified of expressing themselves in any way. And it's just like, just take a leap.
Some shit.
You know, I find it infuriating.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But you know, do whatever you want, people.
Mortified of expressing themselves. And meanwhile, Custo screaming our deepest insecurities
into a microphone.
Strangers.
Hillary fucks kids.
Yeah. These people are terrified to tell the world what they really... We don't seem that afraid, really. We seem very okay with saying, I don't want to wear a colorful t-shirt, but I'll say some shit.
Were you always that way?
You know, I grew up like very, very, very poor, and so I never had money for clothes.
Yeah,
and I've always had this feeling of being like,
sucks.
Yeah, and I feel I have a lot of self confidence. I feel like I want to prove to people that I'm not this poor broke kid. So I buy clothes to like make myself feel like I wasn't that.
Yeah,
and it's followed me through my whole life. You know.
So you know how to. So you always have like a sense of fashion. Are your parents fashionable?
Yeah, my mom's very fashionable. My dad wears the same thing every day.
My dad's not fashionable. He wears like it's like muscle shirts and basketball shorts every day, like to dinner. I've seen this man take go. We go to dinner restaurant. And he has basketball shorts, a muscle shirt.
That's how you tell he's getting laid about.
Yeah. This dude is fucking.
And some Crocs. At an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know. I just always want to look my best for some reason. Internally, I'm falling apart.
I think that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that aspect of like some people spend money on like very visible outwardly, like cars are something that people will do that with too.
Yeah.
Where you can like show off a little bit.
What's your thing like that you spend?
I don't spend that much money. I do spend
apparently anything. Looking at your fucking apartment. Apparently a goddamn thing. This dude is sitting on some wealth.
No. I mean, most of my money goes towards student loans.
Oh, there you go.
But because I graduated with $125,000 in student loans.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. You know how long that'll be until we just make that ever in my life? It'll be literally, I'll be like probably 60.
Vote for Bernie. Quit paying.
If I wake up tomorrow, I owe somebody like $75, like, all right, this is.
You know, like, I think about leaving the country.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I guess I lost a friend.
Yeah. No, I'm never talking to you again. What's that?
Well, you owe me like $180.
No. Apparently it's going to
student
loans.
Yeah, but you're moving to L.A., buddy.
Yeah.
You're not seeing a dime.
Yeah. You want me to keep doing the podcast or
what? You leave in how many hours exactly? Yeah. 772?
Let me tell you, like, a counter at his house. It's like 9 days, like 52 seconds.
Yeah. No, I spend probably the biggest expense is food. I really like food, and I go to restaurants.
Did you sell your other fridge?
Shit. Yeah, I used to have another fridge.
You had a meat locker fridge.
Where I cured meats in it.
What?
First time I walked in his house, no shit. I'm like, all right, can I get some water? I open the fridge. There is a tennis racket with meat attached to it, hanging in the fucking fridge.
Why'd you get rid of the fridge?
I'm moving.
Oh yeah, you can't take all your cured meats. Yeah. Oh my. What are you like passionate about that?
Yeah, it's good food.
He makes some pretty good.
He makes pretty good,
damn good steaks.
See, this is strange because I'm not very. I mean, I am kind of getting into food now, but I was never into food until recently. Mm.
No, I like the cheapest thing to get the job done.
Yeah,
unless I'm with other. I don't care about myself unless somebody else is involved.
I started cooking recently. I don't eat fast food and shit for the most part no more because I started fucking with this chick who cooked a lot. So then I was like, all right, let me stop being a piece of shit.
Better than the 4 for $4 deal. Is that what you're saying?
Now Wendy's is different.
Yeah. Wendy's is high class.
4 for $4 is a little.
I'm telling you, 4 for $4. I literally get excited.
I get 2 for $4. I spend $8 and I gorge myself on fucking Wendy's.
But so that's his fashion trip. Our tip is just own few clothes and make sure they're clothes you wear often. Then he goes a lot into like the history of every article of clothing, and I didn't know so many clothes came from like war. Like pants were originally invented so we could wear them on horses so we could go kill people.
Right. Oh, that's fascinating.
There we go.
And cardigans wore because British wanted to go into Russia to kill people.
I would never see the cardigan associated with any act of aggression whatsoever. I saw an army of dudes wearing cardigans. I just put down my gun and laughed. I was like, what are you going to do? Read, kill me with your poetry?
Yeah, fucking fedoras are so when we rape the natives, they couldn't see our face. Just covers the whole face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like trench coat. It's in the name, but I guess I never really thought about it too much.
I thought a trench coat is, yeah.
But I didn't know.
I thought it came from Private Eyes and shit.
Private Eyes?
Like detectives.
You thought it started with Private Eyes? Like they all got together and they're like, boys, we got to get a coat.
We need a uniform or something. Yeah.
But I feel like it is kind of weird to take, like, wear trench coats now and not even, like.
If you wear a trench coat now and you don't shoot up a school, I'm like, oh, this is weird.
But it's also, like.
It's annoying with it because trench coats are a nice fucking. It's
Columbine
a nice coat.
Had a huge impact on fashion.
No one talks about that, but they ruined the trench coat.
Those dudes made an impact.
Killed your son. They killed half my fucking closet.
Yeah,
but to go to war in like a trench coat and then come back and be like, you know, that actually looked pretty good. I'm gonna wear that around.
If I get that fucking German stain out, this is gonna be good.
Yeah. Like, where can I get one of these? And can you put blood on it?
Yeah. Somebody help me. See you in hell. With a P. With a P. With a P.
Man, going to war, people just do that. That is just insane.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Like, we 1940s drafted, you're at Normandy.
Oh my God.
Think about you. Like how long do you think you last, like, in an army boot
30
camp?
I think I'd give myself up in a second.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, yo, you want to know where the base is at? Because I'll tell you right now.
That's the one thing people, like criticize Trump a lot, that he was a draft dodger. I'm like, that's the one thing I really relate to him. Because I would have drafted.
Like, amen, brother.
Yeah. Like, I would have tried anything
to go to Vietnam? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, all these guys, they're always like, yeah, I went because I didn't want to be the one who didn't go.
So I'd be like, what? You mean the alive one?
Yeah.
The one who got his legs blown off. How does that
You mean the guy that can come back and listen to fireworks without crying? I mean, yeah, for sure. I want to be.
Lord of, yeah, when 9/11 happened, you know, everybody's like, yeah, it really encouraged me to support my country. I was like, oh, dude, I didn't give a fuck, dude.
Well, we were also like 3.
Yeah.
I didn't care because I was like, well, I want my Starbucks.
I was like 5 years old. So I wasn't being like, yeah, I'm going to join the friggin' military.
I was like, I get to go home early?
Yeah. I was like, great. Al Qaeda. Thanks for the
How
fucking...
old were you guys when 9/11 happened? Do any of you guys remember it?
I was probably 10.
So in the third grade.
So 9.
So you remember it. Cool.
Yeah, I remember. I was in a trailer at the time. And we didn't even have a TV. So
this is a school. You're at school or you're at home?
At home.
Let me tell you, if he was in a trailer, he wasn't at school.
Yeah.
Those kids don't go to school.
9/11 was already happening for you. Everyone in a trailer.
Yeah,
I lived in a trailer. You probably turned the TV on and you're like, I didn't know buildings were that tall.
Yeah,
my mom was pregnant at the time, and we lived in a trailer on my like uncle's like lot. So it was like 9/11 wasn't prominently on our minds.
Yeah. You're like, it looks like we're already falling. Freestyle demolition of your life had already occurred.
Was it a trailer park? You were in a...
No, my uncle owned some land out in the woods.
You know, I'd say that's worse.
Yeah, your uncle probably helped with 9/11.
Yeah. If your uncle's like, you could live in a shed in my yard. I was like, what?
Well, at least in a trailer park, there's community. Yeah. You know, but
your uncle won't even let you stay at his house, which is the sad part. Yeah, your relative.
Yeah, he's like, I got a couple of trees.
Got a shack you and your kid could live in.
Did you grow up in like a militia or some shit?
Well, we didn't really care about 9/11, man. Because Jew York really wasn't on our worries.
What was it? How long were you in a trailer? This is fascinating.
So there was a period of time, probably like a year, we were in a trailer. But that was in between. So we were in an apartment, and then my dad's a carpenter, so we were building a house, and we didn't have anywhere to stay. So we stayed in a trailer, and then while the house was being built, we still stayed in the basement of the unfinished house for a while.
I feel like it's just easier to just get an apartment at that point.
It's like, more expensive, though.
Yeah, but it's when it's like, which one of these is the worst option, to just sign this lease or to live in a trailer for a year while I build
my
house?
Yeah, but it wasn't like we were doing it because we wanted to live. Like that wasn't.
Nor do I think anyone.
It wasn't like we all just like, yeah, well, let's live in the. It was expenses.
Life is so fucking hard.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. Lord of mercy. I don't know if I could live in a trailer. I think about killing myself when it's like 96 degrees.
Dude. That's the thing. It's like -50 in the winters here, and I'm like, can't wait till the summer. Now that it's summer, I'm like, I think I just want to not live.
I can't handle it.
I'm like, this is fucking. I don't like having to. If I can smell myself, it's a bad
thing. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that was. Oh, he also talked about how the history of underwear too a lot. I didn't know this, but do you know like up until the 1930s, people wore a full suit of underwear from like. Head to ankles.
Oh, yeah.
It was just all one piece.
No way to fucking live.
And then they shit out the back. They had a little thing they unbuttoned and shit out, and then buttoned it back up.
God.
Life is hard.
What an uptight, miserable world.
Oh my God.
You can only expose your asshole to the world for 3 seconds.
And every time you fuck, you get syphilis and shit.
Yeah,
it's just, my God.
Yeah. And then
alcohol legal in the 20s. I would have been like, dude, it's have you seen our lives? What else are we going to do?
Wait, the full. And apparently, so, like, you fart and the shit travels up.
Yeah, it's just in there.
And apparently, like, Henleys today are like the top half of that underwear.
Wow, that's actually very interesting.
That's where Henley.
I feel like
this
dude just made all this shit
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. Used to wear a footy pajamas around. I'm like, I guess we're so stupid. We're like, I guess
none of us know enough to challenge. Yeah.
This is how people win elections. They just say shit.
We'll believe the arrested congressman.
This guy's like, yeah, fucking Henley's thong flip flops are from Vietnam.
If everybody could send me a carton of cigarettes, it would really help me out.
Dude's got a top hat on and is the cover of his book. He's let me tell y'all.
That discredit, that cover's almost like warning no facts in here whatsoever.
Is this guy still alive?
Yeah, he's in prison.
Wow.
He's not that
old.
Did
he write it from prison or he wrote it?
He wrote it before he went to prison. Okay. He was in Italy when he wrote it because
he
was hiding from the U.S.
He's got a little money coming in.
Probably the one book you checked out from the library is not helping him.
Why did the public? I don't know
why
the public library.
Why am I tax dollars pay for this shit?
Why do they order books like these? Like, who is ordering?
Yeah, I mean, somebody has bought that and built their life around it.
Yeah. Been like, I want to look like this dude in the cover.
The chick comes over, he puts on a white bathrobe. Yeah. It's like, you ready to get railed?
I'd be honest, if you show up to someone's house, they're wearing a white bath, and they open the door with a white bathrobe, you're like, what is going on?
Bathrobe is a weird look, man.
It's a little too casual.
Yeah. If I'm showing up and you're in the bathrobe, what the fuck
there's
is going
a, only a
on?
Towel.
It shouldn't be a look. Like, it should just be
inside your house.
I mean, I don't even think people need bathrobes for functional purposes. Actually.
Oh yeah, I would like a Gucci bathrobe just to feel.
That's different. That's trying to flex. That's a different reason.
Just at home, feeling luxurious.
I would. I'd open it.
Sitting in a Gucci bathrobe, drinking PBR in the middle of the afternoon.
No air conditioned.
Yeah. Sweating your ass off.
Dude, that's kind of pretty much what my life is. I'll drop $100 on a shirt, and then my rent check will bounce.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, I feel nice.
Yeah. Cool flannel though.
Yeah. Then he talks a little bit. His last chapter is about public manners, but this encompasses a lot of stuff. And he opens this with the quote, "Life is my drug of choice. It gives me all the highs and lows I could ever want," which isn't even an original.
Yeah, it just sounds like an above the influence commercial.
Yeah, it's not even I don't even think that's an original Wayne James quote. I think that
speaking of those commercials, that is always watch like those shits where it's like this is my natural high. Well, yeah, I tried it. It sucks.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's fucking boring.
Yeah.
I was watching these dudes rock climb on Instagram today. They just fucking climb rocks. I was like, that's your thing? You just get up onto a rock that's a little higher than the place you just were? Okay, dude.
It was that mountain climbing, all the fucking Everest shit.
I just see that as your life is so good. You have to fly to halfway across the planet for some stress.
Most people do this shit. They die.
No, did you know there's so many, because you know Mount Everest is such like a thing so many people want to do. It's so
they use bodies as markers.
It's so fucking crowded that you'll have a line of like 80 people at the top and they're all fighting to take like Instagram
photos. And it's beautiful because you can only do that if you're rich, so it's all these rich people die in solitude. Kid, keep climbing.
That is the most like wraparound way to be. You get try to like get back at rich white people. You have these Sherpas who are guiding you up there to your death.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a Sherpa. I'm like, take a right.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Leave me your checkbook.
Yeah. So one thing you're supposed to do in public that you guys probably don't do is rise when a woman walks into the room.
I feel like
can you imagine one chick comes into an open mic and 25 guys stand up and stare at her? Yeah. They're like, the list is right here.
The prophecy was true. Yeah. What has emerged?
A woman is in the building.
Get the holy chair. We haven't seen one of these in millennia.
Yeah.
I would be insulted if like I walked into a room and people just started standing up.
Would you be insulted?
Yeah, that seems
that's a way to like fuck with me. What's that shit? Like gaslighting?
It's just every dude stands up like, and I like Nanette. And I like Nanette.
Just five of them have extra tampons.
Yeah, just sitting.
That's some shit you would do to like fuck with somebody. Like every time you walk in a room, we all start clapping or something.
Yeah, it's a weird, I think, leftover.
I've always wanted to try the hat shit. You know, there's the gaslighting thing where, like, it's like Tucker walks in here and we're all just like, oh, man, nice hat. And we get all your friends and family to, like, compliment you on the hat you're not wearing and see if it makes you go crazy.
Oh, yeah, that is gaslighting.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work.
Yeah. You don't think so?
Well, I'd be like, I don't have a hat.
How dumb do you think people are, Kwame? I mean, funny, Kwame means mind tricks. Like, I'll just say he has a hat. I'm like,
this must have worked on you once.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys know when people tell you have a hat on, you get confused.
You have to get everybody... We would get everybody to do it. That's the point.
End this podcast soon for the bus to pick Kwame up and take him back to his... And we're wearing Velcro shoes.
We'll try the hat.
We'll do that movie once and we'll be like, oh, your life is going great, Kwame. And then everyone in the movie will be like...
I'm not a big hat guy. I find hats to be...
I think hats suck.
You don't like a hat?
I don't trust people that wear them.
Well, it's always if you're like, wearing a hat, it's because you're balding or something.
No, it's not.
I think you're general. That's what
a lot of people think, though.
You wear the hat because it just looks nice. Like, but it also depends. Like, you wear like a fitted hat, but are you like a fucking bucket hat or some shit?
Maybe so, yeah. I just have this big ass. I got a big ass head.
Yeah, you're supposed to rise for all ages of women, even like toddlers.
That's funny.
That's
creepy as shit.
Jeffrey Epstein just standing.
Little girl is walking in and everybody's fucking, every man in the building hops up.
And you don't sit until you're invited to sit back down.
By the way,
I have been in relationships like that. I have done that.
Familiar.
Yeah. I have done that before.
I'm like, whenever you say.
And you can't live your life until the woman says you can. Okay, yeah, it sounds about right. Can I go hang out with my friends? No, all right. Guess I'll just sit here and be all that.
So you guys probably aren't going to do that?
Ever? No, absolutely not.
No.
So also like revolving doors, do you know how to... Who enters first, the lady or the man?
No, what's
the lady? The man? The lady?
I feel like it'd be the lady.
Depends.
Or is the man supposed to feel
When you're going into a building, you let the lady enter first. And when you're leaving the building, you enter first. Because he says you can't, she can never be unattended on a public street for even a second.
The fuck are you living?
So if you go in the revolving door first, she's out on the street.
For 30 seconds, and then we'll soon be attacked by a mob of FBIs. just a fucking blizzard of dicks, you know?
I mean, that's probably what it feels like as a woman.
It's got to be
My God.
Do you guys agree with the shit he's supposed to do? You're supposed to, so if you're walking with a girl in like on the sidewalk on the street, you're supposed to be toward the road?
That's only an American thing, he says. The Europeans don't do that.
Wait, he says what? You're supposed to be facing the road?
No, he doesn't say. There's just some shit that people say in general. But basically, you're supposed to be curbside if you're walking with a girl on the street. You know, so like if a car swerves some shit, like you would get hit and she wouldn't.
You. Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've never dated a person I'd fucking take a bullet or
a car for.
You don't agree with the car shit?
No.
You know, you walk on the side of the road so she doesn't get hit.
Why do I have to be a martyr for a fucking supervillain? For fuck's sake, dude. 2019, I'm not about to give my life for a mediocre relationship. It's insane.
Yeah. And there's a little section on how, in this chapter, on how to clean up poop elegantly.
What?
Your dog's poop.
Oh, okay.
What does he say?
He says, clean up with your left hand because your right hand is your polite hand in case you need to handshake someone.
Wait, what does he mean? What does he mean by... Aren't you like using a bag? Or he's saying, "What are you scooping it with your?"
But even so, you scoop it up with your left hand, just in case on the way to the trash you need to handshake with someone.
Why would I be stopping to like dap somebody up with a bag of shit in my hand?
Yeah, yeah.
So you put the bag in a brown paper bag because you don't want to be carrying a baggie. And then you carry some kitty litter so you can put it over the spot.
This dude is eccentric.
I got a brown bag like I'm carrying it around the fucking city or some shit.
What's this? Oh, just a little cat litter for when my dog shits.
Oh, okay. I'll never talk to you again. I'm sorry for saying.
I want guacamole on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Then there's a little section on prom etiquette, papal visit etiquette. He talks about male imprinting between the ages of 12 and 16. And he says there's three types of males, the gentleman, the family man, and then the thug. And you should seek appropriate role models. This is all covered in the chapter for some reason.
Such a, like...
And then he starts defending affirmative action.
You know, I'm starting to like this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I kind of fuck with him now, yeah.
Three dudes, a businessman, a gangster, and a family man. Tell you what.
What is the gentleman, family man, and thug?
It's pretty self-explanatory. What do you mean?
What is it?
I guess the only three things you can be is a man.
Three kinds of men?
What the hell are we then? Because we're not thugs, and we're not family men, nor gentlemen. So I don't
fit into any of those.
Yeah.
You gotta fit into one. There's only three.
All right, I'll take thug. I will rob someone of them.
There's a certain point where your bank account gets very low and you start being like, does the store have scanners?
Oh, yeah, dude. You know, I worked at this coffee shop and this model used to live upstairs and she left her, she dropped her wallet and one of her paychecks, there was a paycheck for $1,200 in it and $400 in cash and I gave it back. So maybe I am a good guy. I didn't take the cash or anything.
Was it just because she's a model?
Yeah, she was really hot. The only reason I told that story is a hot girl used to live above the place I worked.
That's
at.
What you were just trying to brag.
I used to be in the vicinity of a hot person.
Were you?
It's the only thing that brought on morality.
Some old, ugly,
was the
fat man. You're taking that.
I'm like, give me that fucking paycheck.
Did you think there was a chance she would thank you in a?
I'm straight up. I was hoping she'd be like, "Oh my god, you're so sweet. What are you doing later?"
Of course, getting laid is the only thing that made you have morality.
So you basically paid $400 for the opportunity
to get rejected. Yeah, I'll tell you, it was worth it.
My penis makes a lot of moral. he's guiding me.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say it a good way.
So then, this is the biggest portion of the book so far, and he spends it on describing the etiquette at gay and straight saunas. Surprisingly,
this I will find useful.
Surprisingly, a lot of etiquette on around this. He says, "Well, first off, it depends on." He spends no time on straight saunas.
Well, because they don't exist. I think, really. There's no such thing.
And then he talks about, so there's two gay saunas. There's ones with rent boys and one without rent boys.
Is he gay?
I think so. What he doesn't explicitly say it,
he just said rent boy. I think he's gay.
What is a,
I think
what is a rent boy?
Well,
what do you think? Come on. That's even more explicit than prostitute.
I don't know what the fuck.
it should be called chick you can buy.
Yeah.
It's literally
so a
rent
boy. Is that a person that you fuck at the sauna that you...
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it called a rent?
No, they're out here. I got
that's
an
some
STD test.
Shit. Why is it called? Why is it called a rent boy?
Because
you
rent,
know why it's called.
Come on, are you really this confused?
You rent him for an hour and then you come in his ass. What are you? How are you confused? You're not renting him to do your yard work. You're in a sauna.
This is some classic rent boy shit here. Yeah. This is why. This is something you should be doing.
Yeah. It's like you don't even want to comprehend it or something, and you're like, what is? Yeah, and so. when the gay saunas have rent boys, what distinguishes the saunas is the quality, variety, and quantity of the rent boys.
Of the rent boys.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He says
yelping every rent boy around the fucking city.
Yeah. You should research the going rate beforehand before you go into a gay sauna. Otherwise you might be taking advantage.
I'm pretty sure not every gay sauna just has prostitutes on deck, right?
No, not everyone. But he says but when you're at one. It's also acceptable to make sure the goods are in working order before renting
a
rent
boy. What does that mean? You're like, let me see that.
Are you hard?
No, that everything's working on the rent boys.
On the rent. You talk about like it's a car. These are people in a room.
Yeah, guy just gave five chapters on how to treat women. He's like, by the way, I am a homosexual.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Aggressive. Seems almost.
By the way, I fuck little guys at a sauna, but here's how you should treat women.
He says, try not to pick the really active ones because they may have performance issues when it comes to your turn.
The monster's what he's talking
about. This dude is just fucking kids in a sauna, wrote a book about it. What a country, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A country.
So that's the saunas with rent boys. And then there's gay saunas without them. And those ones are the ones you go and you have just anonymous like sex with everyone in the gay sauna.
They seem to be having a great
time. I do. When I hear about that kind of shit, I'm like, all right, we should try to get something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, this is they have an awesome time.
Brilliant idea.
Everyone's like, you guys are going to hell. You're like, yeah, say whatever. I'm about to go fuck 12 dudes in the afternoon. So
kidding me?
Yeah, I think hell's sin with your wife for 8 years and not getting laid.
So the etiquette for the ones that don't have rent boys is they usually have like cubicles that you can engage and have sex in. And so if it's open, you can just go in and have sex with that person. If it's closed a little bit, that means you just go and like peep and watch what's going on. And if it's closed at all, that means privacy and don't go into those ones.
This is a book about manners.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he says some gay saunas have dark rooms, and this is where it's a free for all, anything goes, and you forfeit the boundaries of personal space.
Would the law agree with that? If you're like, well, it's a dark room, anything goes. I think the state of Illinois would still have some questions about what happens.
He's like, Your Honor, I am guilty, but I was polite about
it. Yeah, yeah. Was the dark room. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says some gay saunas have the thing called the maze. Which is a...
Is this real? I think he's just making this up. You just tell us anything about gay life, and we're like, well, I guess this is right.
Cole's not even reading of the book anymore. He's just giving his own opinions.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, and then there's a maze, and then when you get in there... Yeah.
So this is a series of narrow, dim hallways, and they all lead in different directions when men are positioned at, like, dead ends or something, exposing themselves... And then
your voice cracked.
I thought you were about to start crying. It's like, man, I gotta go.
We were all like, yeah, all right. We just turned the mics off at once. Walk out while Cole cries softly.
Some of the corridors then lead into fetish rooms. Like some of them will lead into rooms with like a urine trough.
This isn't real.
What does he say about that? You're just supposed to just walk.
You just lay in the trough, and then men will come in. And
Jesus Christ!
The guy was on the run from the law, and he was like, "I gotta get this chapter out about getting pissed on before they get me."
And then some
you're late for work. You're trying to leave, and you're stuck in the maze. You're in trough.
Guys, I can't. No, I really have an appointment at 6.
How do I get out?
Please stop pissing on me.
And then there's a couple pages on glory holes. He talks about the ideal diameter and height.
A couple pages.
A couple pages. Not a lot to say, just, you know.
And he says, no true gentleman would offer his unprotected penis to a glory hole. So make sure, he says, make sure you strap up.
You can't be health conscious and use a glory hole.
I was actually, I didn't know all this stuff went on in a gay sauna.
I don't think 80% of it goes.
It's kind of eye opening to me.
I don't think in most case.
Would you ever use a glory hole?
That's just too much trust in humanity. I think
I can't even go to a strip club. Let alone put my dick in a hole for some poor woman.
Yeah. So then after that, there's a couple pages on strip club etiquette, fetish party etiquette, and then he talks about the etiquette of shopping while ethnic.
What is that? I want to see that. I want to see that, Jack.
He says, so sometimes, you know, when you're...
If it's polite, just leave the store.
That's, Jesus.
He says when you're not white, sometimes you get ushered to like the back table of restaurants. Sometimes clients ignore you at fancy places. Or sometimes like transgendered customers not allowed to try on clothes they want. And he talks, you should raise concerns to the manager, file a complaint.
It's not etiquette. That's like remembering civil rights.
For like civil rights.
Yeah.
Maybe this dude's not a bad guy.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's not a bad guy.
We're just saying the same breath. Like, you should defend yourself. Also, you want to go to this place so they piss on you, right? Because it's like such a weird.
I mean, he is black.
Like, oh my God! You should have led with that. Now I love this dude. Yeah. And this is a great book. What the hell?
He's Virgin Islands, right?
Yeah, he's Virgin Islands. Island.
What are they?
This pretty changes black. Everything. Yeah, he rules, and I'm a fan.
Probably the most nuanced man I've ever met in my life.
This guy's the shit. We need to bail him out. I'm about to start a GoFundMe. Thank you.